Nolte, Cannes Film Festival blacklists Woody Allen. By John Nolte on May 5, 2023. France's Cannes Film Festival blacklisted Woody Allen's new movie, Coup de Chance, even though the thriller has earned early raves, was filmed in Paris, and is a French-language production. There had been earlier reports of Cannes blacklisting Allen, but the iconic Oscar-winning filmmaker is such a mercurial figure I wasn't sure that was something he'd want. It seemed unfair to criticize the festival based on reports that Cannes chief Thierry Frémaux expressed concern over the controversy accepting the film would cause. The Polanski film, we have not seen it. The Woody Allen film, it's a bit special. I saw it without seeing it, said Frémaux. The film was not a candidate. We also know that if his film were shown at Cannes, controversy would take over the fest, both against him and against the other movies. At the same time, though, Frémaux said Allen's film was screened unofficially. I saw it without seeing it might be a reference to his seeing it unofficially or outside the context of an official submission. At the time, it seemed possible Allen himself was not interested in screening Coup de Chance at Cannes, which would mean he would have to deal with all the hate the fascist press. The woke Nazis and the media don't care that Allen was twice found innocent of these fake molestation allegations. Starting in 1992, two separate states conducted exhaustive allegations and saw no reason even to bring charges. These allegations are so fake, no one bothered to bring them to a grand jury. Anyway, now we're learning Cannes did refuse to screen Allen's 50th movie. In a recent interview, Coup de Chance's legendary cinematographer, Vittorio Storaro, tore into the Cowardly Film Festival over this disgraceful blacklist. I'm scandalized and indignant that Cannes has chosen not to present his latest film, all because of the accusations made by his wife Mia Farrow, and her daughter Dylan. Need I remind everyone that Woody has already been acquitted of these charges twice. This hashtag MeToo obsession continues, yes, it is bringing real systemic issues to light, but it's also doing a lot of unjust damage. It's a witch hunt that goes beyond the bounds of common sense. Other than the fact Farrow and Allen never married or even lived together, Storaro is 100% correct. Mia Farrow had every right to be bitter over Allen betraying her so cruelly with Farrow's adopted daughter, the then 21-year-old Sun Yi. Sun Yi was never Allen's daughter or adopted daughter. Allen and Sun Yi have been married for 25 years. Dylan almost certainly believes what she's saying about being molested by Allen, but facts are facts, and Allen never molested Dylan. Regardless, two lengthy state investigations cleared Allen entirely, and in a sane world, that would be the end of it. And for decades, that was the end of it. But once the fascist hashtag MeToo McCarthyites generated this moral panic, Allen was doomed. Here's hoping I live long enough to see the backlash and shame after our culture comes to its senses. Imagine blacklisting Woody Allen's 50th film, what might be his final film, over something he was found innocent of twice more than 30 years ago. If they ever gain the courage to do a moral inventory, everyone who participated in this disgrace will find it hard to live with themselves. Bearing false witness is a commandment for good reason, it's an act of evil. I advise these liars to make amends while they still can, while Woody Allen is still with us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.